managed to do well the Chazon? No. Yeah, just a little bit? Okay, so I'm going to try and go through it a bit to you, and I don't know if you have an oris or points that come up in Chazon, you should bring that out. It might be a little bit quicker than we normally do it, but it's Chazon, so it should be too.
Slower, it's more geschmack.
If we're going to do fast, just throw something. Okay? So we're going to start from the Mishnah, Chatan Amud Beit, and move on to Chayamad Aleph. And hopefully today we'll do Chayamad Aleph, and then tomorrow we'll do Chavor. Or tomorrow, the next year, we'll do meet next. So the Mishnah, Chatan Amud Beit, brought down the Machlokes, Tanakama, and the Talfen. Right? The Tanakama holds that the Shoy is Mazik with Keren in Rosh Hashanah Nizek, you pay Chatzin Nezek. That's what Chachamim are talking about. Chachamim is Chatzin Nezek, and if Tafan holds, you pay Nezek Shalom. Now, what was the reason why you should pay Nezek Shalom? Who is the onus to explain their opinion? Machlokes Chachamim and Tafan. Who?
Rav Tafan.
Why? Why is Rav Tafan?
Because he's being Machadish something.
The
Torah
says Chatzin Nezek.
The Torah says Chatzin Nezek, right? The Torah says Chatzin Nezek, doesn't differentiate when. And Rav Tafan is the one who came along to say that it is Nezek Shalom. So how did he make his Kal V'Chomer? So in the Mishnah, there's two ways of saying a Kal V'Chomer. And first way, and then the Gemara, the Chacham asked in it, and then he said another. So what was the first way of making Kal V'Chomer? His first Kal V'Chomer?
That Rosh Hashanah Nezek is more chomer than Rosh Hashanah Rabim.
Rosh Hashanah Nezek is more chomer than Rosh Hashanah Rabim. What? You see Rosh Hashanah Nezek, you see Rosh Hashanah, yeah, why do you see Rosh Hashanah Nezek more chomer than Rosh Hashanah Rabim? Where do you see that?
Shem Beregel,
you see that Rosh Hashanah Nezek more chomer than Rosh Hashanah Rabim, because Rosh Hashanah Rabim is part of Rosh Hashanah Nezek's chayim. So if already, Keren is chayim, Chatzin Nezek, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which is more kal, certainly in Rosh Hashanah Yochid should be more chomer. Shatvei Nezek Shalim. That was a big chiddush. Because then, where do you get Nezek Shalim from? Who told you to go to Nezek Shalim? Elamai, that's what they asked. They asked back in it. Daya Lovin Adim Yitzkinism. We're doing a summary of Chazorim of the Sugya. So that was what they asked him. Daya Lovin Adim Yitzkinism. That how can you go from half to whole? And what do you know? No, it's just Anizik, it's Muhammad, it's just Rav. Okay, so it's Muhammad. So I have the same din. You can't tell me more than that. So just like in Rosh Hashanah Rav, it's Chatzin Nezek, so Rosh Hashanah Nezek should also be Chatzin Nezek. That's what they said. To which, what's the Tafan's reply to that?
I'll give you another comment.
No, that was his reply to them. What was his reply to them? What's he himself hold?
I don't hold Dayo. Well,
in this case.
Even in this case, I don't hold Dayo. Even though I'm making up more of a Chiyuv than what I started with, but I don't hold Dayo because, why don't I hold Dayo?
Because it's my
problem. The website, the top of it.
Because if I apply Dayo, then there's no need for the Chachamim. That we knew before we started, like you said, right? He's the one who's going to introduce a new Chiyuv. So, the whole Kal V'Chomer, all it did was introduce the aspect of Nezek Shalim. If you do Dayo, you've taken that away, and therefore the rule of Kal V'Chomer trumps the rule of Dayo. Okay, so that's what he holds. But if Tafan felt he wanted to try and convince the Chachamim to come on his side, he said, "No, I'll tell you a different Kal V'Chomer." What's a different Kal V'Chomer? This time not Rosh Hashanah Nizik to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but rather Regel, Keren from Regel. Right? So I'll learn Keren from Regel. Why? How do you start with? I know. How was the Kal V'Chomer this time?
So in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, where Keren is Chatzin Nezek and Shin and Regel are Poter.
So we know that.
So therefore,
Keren is more Chom.
Correct.
So if we find that Regel pays Nezek Shalim, so Keren should also pay Nezek Shalim. And here there's no Dayo, because here I'm bringing it up exactly where I'm learning it from, not more. I'm learning it from Regel, and I'm Regel's Nezek Shalim, so this should also be Nezek Shalim. Right. But yet the Rabbanon turned around and said, no, even on that we'll say Dayo. Yeah, they turn on the chiddush. Even though you say daiv, like Rashi explains, and since your starting point is keren and rishus rabim, which is chatzin ezek, so too that's all you can go to. You can't go more than chatzin ezek and rishus rabim.
Even though that's something you're learning from.
Right. And that's the big cash. And that taste is fast. That ends the long taste. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. I think it was clear. Baruch Hashem. Tov. Then the Gemara said that of course you must hold a diet. Everyone must hold a diet because it happens to be a drosha of the Torah. Right, where do we see, I'm sure, where do we see diet in the Torah?
With Miriam. The spitting and
diet. So what was there? There she spoke badly about Hashem, and Hashem said, really, she would speak badly about her father, about Moshe Rabbeinu, which is like Hashem, right? About Moshe Rabbeinu, like her respect. She spoke badly about Moshe Rabbeinu, which is representing Hashem. And if she was speaking badly about her father, she would have been locked up for 7 days. Certainly, if she speaks badly about Hashem, she should get locked up for 14 days. Why 14? Synthesis. How do we get to the number 14? But more than where you're coming from. And to which, how long was she locked up for?
Seven.
Why? Because dying. So you see, that's not dying. Everyone was told of dying. She wasn't locked up for 14. That was the Gemara's cash. If you ask, what's the Gemara's answer? When did Rabbi Tarfon agree that you apply the rule of dying?
When the Kalkamah is still partially extant.
Right, so why about Miriam is the Kal Chaim still extant?
Because there's no statement in the Torah that if you consult the Shekhinah, you get anything. So you've got to get something.
Excellent. This Kal Chaim taught us two things. Taught us A, that she should get locked up, and B, should be for 14 days. Okay, so we'll accept the point we're knocking up. And the other additional 7 days, we can't apply the rule because of that. Excellent. And that is the shita of Reb Tav.
Why do we learn Dayo from here and not that you can't learn the Kal V'chomer like we do by the era or what we did before is we say here's a Kal V'chomer, no, but there's a pasuk.
We did Dav Chavov.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah. Okay. So here, why can't we do the same thing? We have a Kal V'chomer. And say, no, there's a pasuk that says, V'hizkir Shivas Yom.
No. Now, what you're asking, it says in Daf Chavov, that let's say you want to make a Kal V'chomer, that Shem Regel should be Chai V'Rishus Hara. Right?
Correct. Fine.
So then make a Kal V'chomer. So we have a pasuk, you see, your Kal V'chomer is right. We have a pasuk saying Alvarez. Right? So here there's no positive saying otherwise. What have we got? We've got Tzias, Hashem only punished her for 7 days. Why did Hashem only punish her for 7 days? They're saying, why don't we say, because that's what Hashem decided. That's what you ask. Yeah?
I mean, essentially, but it's a positive saying it's 7 days and it knocks out the Kal V'chomer.
Yeah. So there's two ways, that's right. Here, that's your Reuven's question. Answer is the Chay. That if you have a positive which you can learn something from, then that's what we say, the Pasuk's coming to teach us. So here we have a Kal V'chomer, and the Pasuk came to say 7 days. So if the Pasuk says 7 days, the Pasuk comes to teach us that this is the rules of diet. It's coming to teach us diet. What do you want to say? Now maybe it's an exception to the case. Say that. Why say that? Other than the Torah is coming to teach us the rules of diet.
Or maybe there's no such thing as diet. In other words, with this, you would knock out the whole ring with the time.
This is the one only
source. It didn't knock out the whole Kal V'chomer. It didn't say the Kal V'chomer is wrong. It limited the Kal V'chomer. Yeah?
Yeah.
So that is what Dai does. What Dai does. That's why I hear it. I think that's the shot. If the Torah does something, it's faster than for it.
I mean, I think Rabbi also said you can't question the drushas. So that this is a drusha, so that.
The question of droshas was a different type. This is an avonis. What gives us the right to say it's a drosha, maybe.
This is the only source of daya we have.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Very good. That was the Gemara. So basically, where we got to from him and So we want to go to the places. Anilay Olim Keren. and speak it through. We also were doing Chazar, basically Balpeh. We went to the Mishnah Balpeh, we went to the Gemara Balpeh, and now we're doing Tesis. So, the first point of Tesis was that the Divrei Ka'omar, the top Tesis of Chavim Lav, Dilididei, lest they die, they inherit the Mafer Ka'omar. What does that part mean? I mean, that were Tarfim came along with a new Kavachoyma about learning Karen from Regal, that was only Lidivrim, only to speak out to Shittas Rabbon, but not to speak out his own Shittas. His own Shittas was that you, even in a case where you want to make your Kavachoyma more numbers, to make it higher than where you're coming from, even that you would say Kavachoyma, even you would not cry the word. Die, you would make this kalvachim. How did Tesis know that? It was mochach in the whole sugya. Right, when the Gemara asked the kasha, if Tav and Esi die, or Tav and Mordo die is the raisa. And what did Gemara bring a raya from? From Miriam. When Miriam wanted to go up to 14 days, and die brought it down to 7. So, if Tav and Mermet was chosen, and he agrees that you can't, then you wouldn't say die, and you wouldn't be able to go further than where you came from, then the Gemara wouldn't have a kasha. What's a Gemara's kasha? It's a posuk. Yes, okay, Reb Tarfon retracted. Reb Tarfon didn't say it. Reb Tarfon only holds up the second kalvachim. So you see clearly from the Gemara that Reb Tarfon really held on the first kalvachim. Even though he was learning from Chetzi Nezek, and said, if you see Rishus HaRabim is more chom, and you pay Chetzi Nezek, suddenly you should see Yom, much more Kal, you should be Nezek Sholim. He holds that's a good Kal Vachim, even though he's going further than where he came from. He came from Chetzi Nezek, how could you learn Nezek Sholim? Yes, that's the shit of Reb Tarfon. I've got a Kal Vachim and I can do it all the way. That's why, by Miriam, really, she's also done that. Her father is 7 days, so Miriam should be 14 days. 14? Why 14? 7, you get, yeah, but my shitter, Tavan shitter, is that I can go further. If I've got a Kavachim, I should be able to put up to 14. And that's why the Gemara said, how could Reb Tarfon disagree with the Pasuk? To which Reb Tarfon said, I actually agree with that Pasuk. That Pasuk is not Mifrach the Kavachim. I'm talking about a case where it's Mafrach the Kavachim, who makes the Kavachim not excellent, but rather defunct or something like that, completely obsolete, that's the word wanted, obsolete, then a Tavon holds of what he holds. He would say Kalvachim. So that's the first part of Tesis, right? Second point of Tesis is, now how could you make the Kalvachim in the first place? I'm talking about Malishem Regel Shkin Ezekiel Motsu, Tema Bekeren Shkin Ezekiel Motsu called Kach. How could a Tavon make the Kalvachim? And what was he saying? If you find that, Shemeregel paying Nezek Sholem, and Karen is more chomer than it, how do I know Karen is more chomer than it?
Because
you see, Karen is chayv and Shusur Abim, but yet Shemeregel and but Shemeregel is not chayv and Shusur Abim. So Karen's Mohammed and Shemeregel, and you find that Shemeregel pays Nezek Sholem, Mishus HaNizek, certainly Karen should pay Nezek Sholem, Mishus HaNizek, pay the Gemar Frank Tesis, who says, you want to know why Shemeregel pays Nezek Sholem? Because it's Mamish Abshir. Your animal went and damaged. You know your animal, it's a Mulbit Kirosai. It damages all the time. It's not Mechesed Shimel. I think in Karen is Chesed Shimel. Karen, the fact that gourd is something unexpected, kind of. Right? You know why paying Chatzin Ezek? The class. Really, it's not because it's Shema. So how can you say, therefore, that Karen should pay as much as Shemeregel? Shemeregel is very modern. Of course, he should pay Nezek Shalim. But Karen, you should pay Bachal, okay? You want to make it pay, so pay Chatzin Ezek. That's the casual taste. So the whole Kavchim never started. It's not so common. It is generally considered guarded. According to the opinion of old, they only have to pay a chetzinezek because of knas. I mean, to be really taking on, they'd say it is protected. Okay, that was this discussion. So what's his answer? Do you remember it, Shua? What's his answer? Yossi?
I don't remember doing this tassos. I don't remember this tassos. Hey, I wasn't here.
Maybe you weren't there.
I think he wasn't here.
Top, could be around here. So, the antithesis is...
If the fact that it was matzli was really a factor, you would see it would be chayav and rishus
harabim. Very good. If it's true that you're saying the fact that it was... the Hezekiah Motsu is more reason to get punished. The fact that it's generally prone to cause damage is more reason why you should have to pay. Then why was it in Rosh Hashanah? You see, it's Shemarega and it's Bata. And Keren, which is less prone to damage, is Chayiv. So you see clearly the fact that you're more prone or less prone to damage is not a reason to decide that you have to pay. And therefore, right, you see Rosh Hashanah in there. The fact that you're more prone to damage is not the reason why you're more common, because the other Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbim, it's the other way around. So don't bring that fact in deciding whether the reason why Shem Rega pays in Rosh Hashanah is because it's more prone for damage. Don't bring that as a reason, because obviously that's not the deciding factor. And therefore, we put that all back in to the Kavachem. If already you see Shemarega, which is more prone to damage, but yet Karen is more humble than that. Certainly then, Rosh Hashanah Nizik, which Shemarega has to pay, Karen should have to pay Nizik
Shalom. All of these things are, it's because the Pasuk, they have each have Sukin that create the kingdom on it. So why is it appropriate to use Sfara when you already have, this is what Hashem said. I mean, we're creating the Sfara.
There's always one point, if we're making Kavachem, there's always one point Hashem didn't tell us. And then we got right to make Kavachem. Hashem taught us that Shem Rega doesn't pay Rosh Hashanah. That means what Hashem taught us is that even though it's prone to damage, Keren, which is not prone to damage, is more common than that. Right? That's what Hashem taught us. Keren's Kaim, Rosh Hashanah, and Shem Rega's not. So all that Hashem gave to us on a silver plate. Now there's one point missing. Is Keren Chai, how much is Keren Chai Rosh Hashanah? That point is not written in the Torah explicitly.
Is the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin explicitly stated?
That what?
About Keren being
Chai? It says Keren is Chai, Chatzin Ezek, that says clearly.
No, Chatzin Ezek, but it doesn't say where.
Okay.
So why not just use this, why not just say that he's liable everywhere, because it doesn't
say. Or maybe not. Since the Torah didn't specify, the Torah gave us the room to make this Kavachem and say what the Torah meant about Chatzin Ezek, that's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. And the Kavachem will teach us in Rosh Hashanah Nizik, he paid Ezek Shalom.
But then our starting point is also saying, well, we don't know, it could very well could be that he pays nothing in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, and only pays in Rosh Hashanah Nizak. I mean,
if the Torah didn't say, to run a right saying means don't pay anything.
Okay, then you also have the right to say, you don't have the right to say that it doesn't pay anything in Rosh Hashanah.
It's not a Kavachem. If you've got a Kavachem to say that it shouldn't have to pay in Rosh Hashanah, bevakasha. If you've given a mitzvah to your university, then Kavachem can teach us things. So the Torah says Chatzin Nezek. So as far as we're concerned, it's in both Rishuyos, unless you can tell me some Drosh of teaching otherwise. Here we're presenting a Kavachem to make it, and then Rosh Hashanah will be Nezek Shalom. You're going to maybe come with a Kavachem later to say Rosh Hashanah Rabbim should be Potter. Okay, that's what Kavachem can do. We take the base what's written in the Torah and we extend, we build on that. Now, what the Torah spoke about was there, because in another place there's a Kavachem to say more.
Right. But we also have like, the Pasuk of Kapo, which.
Are we done?
No, not Kapo, the other one.
Okay, we'll get that. That's about it. We'll get that very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just going to be the Mamash.
That's what it's saying.
Hopefully today. So the Gemara says that is a not a Pirukha that takes us in Mishloma, we're about 7 lines down in our line. Mishloma da Pirukha, this Taina which you wanted to say that it's a Zekir Motsoi is not a Pirukha. The Eim Chum Rezume Eles, the Chayim Rishisra. That Chumma wasn't enough to be Chayim Rishisra. And this is how you therefore read the Kavachem. All its baggage of Ezekiel Motzi, all its chumrah, but it never helped to make your chayim shezeramim nezek sholim, or at all actually. Certainly then, there's a chuluk, meaning we're meant to finish off, certainly, and yet Karen's chayim to pay, certainly when Shem Regal is chayim nezek sholim, Karen should have to pay nezek sholim. And then we skip a little bit, we come to the last question of Tesis, which the last point that we followed about, and this is a very fundamental question which Marish needs to have on.
Go slower here.
No problem. What is the diet of the Chachamim at the end of the Mishnah? What was the diet? Very difficult to understand. Remember, the Kavachim of Reb Tav at the end of the Mishnah was one of which bears to mind. It's the second Kavachim of Reb Tav in the Mishnah. If ready, Karen. If ready, Shem. Shem regals potter, which is a rabbin, and Karen pays Chatzi Nezek. So if you find Shem regals Chai Nezek Shorim, Karen should also pay Nezek Shorim, which is a very standard Kavachim. Mom is a standard Kavachim. If you find that something's more chumrah, it should have all the chumras of the mokal. It's poshut, right? So why are they coming about turning around and saying, no, you're coming from a keren of chatzinezek. If you come from a keren of chatzinezek, all you can learn is up to where you're coming from. A keren is chatzinezek. That's not true. All we learned about the keren of chatzinezek is just to prove that keren is more chumrah than regal is. Karen is Chayav Chatzinezek. But now I've decided which one's more chomer.
Karen.
So if we find that anyway, Regal pays Nezek Sholim, so Karen, which is more chomer, should be at least as much as that. Mm-hmm. So what are they arguing back then? That was the time. And we find out the Kalachim says, well, this is an idea. Kuifer. What was the Kalachim by Kuifer? You find that an animal has to pay kuifer, and an adam doesn't. It's got this sudden chumrah, pays kuifer. But yet, adam has to pay nezek, tsar, ripui, sheves, boishes. Tremendous amount he has to pay. Probably way over 30 shekel that the animal has to pay for killing. Right? Animal pays kuifer, and the person has to pay, could be thousands and thousands of shekel. So we want to make a halachah. And if you find that animal pays kofar and a person doesn't, so who's more chomer? Yeah. What is more chomer? Which is more chomer? Not sure the English word for comparing animal and people. Yeah, what's more chomer? Obviously,
the shor.
The shor. Shor pays kofar and the animal and the person doesn't. So
one second though, if we examine that, all the various things for which an animal pays kofar are only related to death. The items which are man's level, none of those occur if they're death.
That's true. But you see, when regarding animals that damage, right? Yeah. If it damages simply, it doesn't pay nezek tzarim b'shevus bush, only nezek.
Yeah.
And if it kills, it pays kofar. And a person that when he kills, he doesn't need to pay kofar. But yet, when he damages, he pays nezek tzarim b'shevus bush, and should certainly have to pay kofar. Yeah? Or we're going that way. So we're saying, yeah, that's a good law, that's how you have to look at the whole covering. So we see that a odd part. We see an animal pays kofar and a person doesn't. So who's more common? The animal. So if we find a person pays when he damages, nezek tzarim b'shevus b'shevus. Surely when an animal damages, should pay nezek tzarim b'shevus b'shevus. Right? Now what's a good kavachim, which we accepted the kavachim. The only reason we said not is because there's a possible saying otherwise. But we accept this kavachimah. So we took a small chumrah of shlishim shkolim, and we loaded up on this animal nezek tzarim b'shevus b'shevus. Why? Because he should be at least in chumrah as the person, which was more kal than the show. So for Tesis, what the chacham answering back? What's bothering the chacham regarding Karen? The Torah says Karen beis chatzinezek. Okay, paying Karen beis chatzinezek. But I have a kavachim to say that if Karen, which is more common than Shem Regal, pays chatzinezek, and Shem Regal pays nezek shalim. So Karen should have all the chumras of the mokal. The cow was regal, and the cow was Adam in that case. And just like that, we said the shoch should have all the chumras of Adam nezek shalim for Hashem's wishes. He also should have all the chumras of regal. It should be chayim nezek shalim. What's the chachamim's time? That's the mission you're here for, right? The kasha you should definitely hear, right? The chachamim are turning back and saying, no, diary, you're coming from Keren, which is only chayim chatzin nezek. All right, you have to say Keren to chayim nezek shalim in shusha nizim. Turn around, nobody should be able to have a right, because we're learning out from regal, and regal is chayim nezek shalim, and Keren is more chachamim than regal.
Don't say you don't have a right. You're just saying we have an application of all diet and we can't do it.
Right.
So we can't do it. Does the Shaykh right or not right?
Because it's not true. There's no such diet in such a case. Shouldn't apply diet. And no, every Kalachem is like this. We take the chumras that we started with, and we, even though it was only a small chumras, and we say, therefore, you are more chumras than the one that's more kal. And therefore you get all the chumras of the mokal. It's a standard kalachimim. You never see diet. Like kufa, we didn't say diet. Even though Abadar agreed, you would say kalachimim like kufa. To say that the animal should be chayav chamisha dvarim. It's impossible to say that's why you didn't. But really, even the chumra masks that. You never see diet in such a case. So why they turn around saying you see diet here? It's not true.
So when does diet ever reply?
So in the first case, the first kalachimim that Rav Tarfon said, that'd be a very good diet. They wanted to say that Karen is chayav Rishus HaRabim Chatzin Ezek, and Rishus HaRabim is more chomo than Rishus HaNizek. How do I know Rishus HaRabim is more chomo than Rishus HaNizek? Because you see, Rishus HaNizek is more chomo than Rishus HaRabim, right? How do I know Rishus HaNizek is more chomo than Rishus HaRabim? You see, regular, it's part of Rishus HaRabim, but chayav Rishus HaNizek. So I know Rishus HaNizek is more chomo than Rishus HaRabim. So if I find Keren is chayav chatzin ezek in the more kal place, in Rishus HaRabim, so certainly in the more chomo place, he should be chayav nezek shalim. So there, he made up the nezek shalim. It wasn't based on anything else. He wasn't saying it should be as chomo as regal. He was just saying that Rishus HaRabim is more kal than Rishus HaNizek. So if Rishus HaNizek, Rishus HaRabim pays, Chatzin, Rishus HaNizek is more chomo should be Nezek Shalim. Slicha. Where are you coming from? You want to say more chomo? Diet tells you you're going to make as much as where you're coming from. Right? For instance, I'll tell you a person, somebody who does one Averi should do Kaparis 3 times. So somebody who does 2 Averi should do Kaparis 10 times. Why are you saying 10 times? Where's your 10 from? You can say at least 2 times, because it can't be reversed, then it can't be less than what you started with. But 10? That's dying limits. And so you can't take Kavachimah further than where you're coming from. But in our second Kavachimah, we want to compare it to Regal. Now Karen is more common than Regal, and Regal pays Nezek Shalim, so Karen should be at least as much as Regal. That's a normal Kavachimah. If we find that an animal is more chomer than an odom, because an animal tastes kufi, and an odom pays chamisha dvarim, so an animal should be at least as much as an odom chamisha dvarim, and that is acceptable then. We say that kavachim, if not the fact that it's possible. But this, don't say diet. So what are they turning around to? Every kavachim is like that. Come on. They're always trying to say, this one, it's more kal, has this chomer, then this, which is more chomer, should have that as well. So that's the cash of Tosis. And the answer of Tosis, yeah, you weren't here for this, yes, I remember. Because the answer, I said on Peace of Mind, but Yishlaim, the answer of Tosis as well is a very hard answer to understanding in other words. Yishlaim, Kimin Shach, Kumro. Shall we read that Tosis inside? Yom Tema. Yom Tema, first word on the line is a Chmira. Second, yeah, Bob Aleph Tov in the middle, Yom Tema. It's, in the middle of this first thesis.
In Tomer?
Yeah, in Tomer.
Okay, would that be the first word is low?
No, the first one is
Chmir. Further down.
Further down. Okay, there we go.
It's bang in the middle of this thesis. In Tomer, Here he called me Rabbanan Daya, and from earth could Rabbanan say we apply the principle of Daya. Called Kalva Choyme Kahu. Every single Kalva Choyme is like this. To be Shvil Chumra Chritir Ktana. Sheesh with that. Because of a small Chumra that one has, Mashayim Bezeh. Because of a small Chumra that one has over the other, which therefore defines him as the more Chumra, Yesh Litin Bechomo, we therefore place or give in the more stringent one, Kol HaChumrish Shevekal, all the dinim of the more lenient one. We try and work out which one's more Chomo. Oh, this one's got some element of stringency over the other one. You're now decided you're the more Chomo. Right? So now, we say, oh, now that we know you're more Chomo, we're now going to investigate what the more Kal has. And all the dinim of the more Kal, we'll call them Chumrs. All the dinim that the Mokal has to do, you also must have. That's a kind of payment.
At least that.
At least that. Not more, but at least that. Vishloima, Kivan Shachuma me enadin sha'onu boin lilmoid. Since the Chuma, which we want to now make up, is me'enadin sha'onu boin lilmoid. It's basically can similar to the original chiyuv. I'm not making up a new chiyuv. I'm just taking that chiyuv and enlarging it. Shayech loyma dayu shapi. So it's basis. It's true. Every kavuchema, you work out which one's more chomo, and then you give all the dinim of one and put it on the other one. But here, this one was a new one. It's not making up a new din. You know what, we'll give you a chiyuv of tzar, or chiyuv kufr, or some other new chiyuvim. It's poshut, taking the chiyuv that you have, nezek, and saying, okay, now this nezek, which used to be chetzi nezek, is now going to become nezek shalim. Says the Chachamim, in that case, where you're basically taking the original din and wanting to build on that din, changing the original din, you've got no right to change the original din, because Daya also applies in that case. The Torah says Chatzi Nezek. And you want to take that Chatzi Nezek, say, okay, well here it means Nezek Sholem. Chachamim said, no, Daya, since you're coming from a Chatzi Nezek, you have to keep to your Chatzi Nezek.
So Daya only works in like a quantitative type of way? Well, if you're introducing a new halakha, that's Daya doesn't fall under that realm?
Right. If you want to introduce a new halakha, which the Kal has, that you can
do. That you can do, but if it's just modifying
an existing... chiyuv that's written in the Torah, based on a Kal V'Chayma, then you can't.
But how do we know that there's a chiyuv in Rosh Hashanah Yachid of only Chetzi Nezek? And that's the whole purpose of this.
Because the Torah doesn't say otherwise. If it doesn't say otherwise, it means everyone. The Torah says Chetzi Nezek. Chetzi Nezek means everyone. Unless stated otherwise.
Okay.
So maybe we know it's Chayav Chatzi Nezek in Shasar Yochot. He wanted to make the Kavuchim Shatav.
We know from the pasuk, but it doesn't specify. We start off in Shasar Yochot, and said Shasar Yochot that it's Chayav. And I think Gemara goes through this, trying to say that, if it's Chatzi Nezek, Pasuk is referring to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and we don't know what it is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because the Pasuk doesn't specifically say.
If you have
then you go the other direction.
If you have some Kal V'Chomer to make what you're saying, Bavakasha. But the starting point is if the Torah doesn't say, it means everyone. That's the starting point. Uh-huh. If you've got some Kal V'Chomer you want to make to say, no, I've got a right that this must be only Rosh Hashanah Yachid because the Torah, I've got a Kal V'Chomer, Zchutcha. But the starting point, the bottom line is if the Torah says something and doesn't say where, it means everywhere. It's just that, regel, where would regel be chayiv? If the Torah didn't say to stay achir, where would regel be chayiv?
Everywhere.
The Torah says stay achir, so not. So the Torah doesn't say by carrying anything, so it means chatzin ezek everywhere. If you have some kalva chayiv, may that be, you don't. I mean, we don't at the moment. Our kalva chayiv is going the other way. The pasuk says, Chatzin Ezek doesn't say it, it means everywhere. I want to say that when it says Chatzin Nezek, it's talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because Rosh Hashanah Nezek, it's more than that. It says, Chamin, you've got no right to do that. Since you're coming from a Chiyuv, which is written in the Torah, Chatzin Nezek, you have to keep to that Chiyuv of Chatzin Nezek. It's a big Chiddush in Pshat in Chachamim, but that's all we have at the moment. That's how the Tosfos Masvir. And then we saw the Rosh was Masbiyah. Since the Chiyuv came from Tashlumim, you've only got a right to do up to what was written in the Torah. And that was the end of Tosis. Okay, so those are the three points of Tosis. First point of Tosis was that don't make a mistake in thinking Reb Tarfon backtracked. Reb Tarfon really didn't. He didn't retract from what he held. He holds he can make Kal Chomer and ignore Dayo, even if that Kal Chomer is going to be building on where you're coming from. Tremendous, tremendous chiddush. The second Kal V'Chomer, the second kasha was, how could you make the Kal V'Chomer b'chlal? And Hashem Regel is more prone to damage. So maybe that's why you pay Nezek Shalim. Hashem Regel is more prone to for causing damage. To which the Tosis answered, very nice, it's more prone to damage, but look what happened in Shisarabim. In Gaul, even though it's more prone to damage, we start carrying more home. So we put that all in the Kal V'Chomer, Ibrahim Yishev Rege, with all its baggage, it's still less than Keren, because Keren has to pay Chatzin Nezek. Certainly, if we find that Yishev Rege pays Nezek Shalim, Keren should also pay that Nezek Shalim. That was the second point of Tosis. And third point of Tosis is what's the Chachamim answering back? Dayo. It's a Gvaldik in Kal V'Chomer. If we find that Keren is more Chomer than Yishev Rege, it should have all the chumras of Shem Beregel. To which they say the chiddush. But since you're not introducing new chiyuvim, but rather you're taking the original nezek, which is spoken about in the Torah, and you want to say, well, I know that Shem Beregel is more chomor than Shem Beregel, because the nezek of Shem Beregel is, the nezek of Karen is chatzi nezek, and Shem Beregel doesn't need to pay. And now you want to change that chiyuv nezek and build on it and make it nezek sholem. Even on that, we would say, die.
So that basically Tosfos' question is Rabbi Tarfon's question, in a sense, because Rabbi Tarfon says that he calls by dio works when you have a new chiyuv that's not been specified, just like in the case of Miriam, it's nothing with respect to Shechina, but this, you know, the Kol V'Chomer is bringing this new chiyuv.
Right, then bringing a new chiyuv, something
new. Right, exactly. So it's really.
And that's and the I'm turning around and saying, but at least when I'm talking about the old chiyuv,
right,
and you want to enlarge an old chiyuv, you can't say that.
Yes, that's break between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chacham.
Yeah. But the Chacham agree that if you want to bring a new chiyuv in, you can.
Of course.
There's an old
chiyuv. Just like Rabbi Tarfon would agree too. That's what Rabbi Tarfon holds by Dio. He holds Dio. Dio for.
No, he'll die in a case where the Kal V'Chomer is still relevant.
Right, well, that's what I mean, because a new chiyuv was brought in. That's why it's relevant.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. There's Nikuli there. I don't understand what I meant. We know there's a Kal V'Chomer.
No, but there's two points to the Kal V'Chomer, and that's where he holds. As long as one of them survives, then he'll use the Kal V'Chomer for creating the.
Right, that's your top. Right. The Rabbanan ask on him in the second Kal V'Chomer. The second Kal V'Chomer, they say, you can't say the second Kal V'Chomer. Why not? What was wrong with the second Kal V'Chomer? He's worked out which one's more chomer, and he gave Keren all the chomers of Rego. Why didn't they
know the second Kal V'Chomer?
Where's the Dio?
The Dio is because that there's already pre-existing Chiyuv. So there's not a Chiyuv, but he's just trying to up the Chiyuv.
To Rega.
Right, and that's where they say you can't do that because you already have the chiyuv.
Yeah.
We have a specified amount, which is chetzi nezek. You can't, you know, that's the start.
We're going to write to build up, which is a chiddush in chiddush of Dayan. So we have a chiddush in Reb Tarfon in Dayan. That means he won't apply Dayan even to a case with amplifying the chiyuv. We have a chiddush in Rabbanon. Then they will apply a diary, even in the case when he's not going higher than where he's coming from, since the Makor Adov is based on Tashlumi Nezek, and Nezek was written in the Torah of Chatzin Nezek, and the whole Kal V'Chomer is based on the fact that Nezek in Rishus HaRabim is Chatzin Nezek, so you've got no right to do more than that. So, the next thesis was something small. Now, how do you know 14? Where is the number 14 from? Where do we get to 14? Tartan said, the Torah says, really, Miriam? So if she was speaking bad about her father, it would be 7 days. So certainly if she speaks bad about Hashem, it should be 14 days. Where is 14 from? So Imre Rabbein Tam says, Rabbein Tam, the next day is small toises. And Shum Dominum Amapeles says in Nido, Sha'a Ve'im Noistim Boy Kol Echot Heid Vori. Father, mother, each one gives 5 things to a child to help it be born, the white cells, the blood, the red blood cells. And Hashem gives an additional 10 things: speech, neshama, breathing, eyesight, and all that brings down. So if already we find that fulfill the father is 7, and Hashem gives double the amount of a father, so it becomes 14. The reason why we said 14 is because it's just a double amount of hesker. Every hesker by tzeras is 7 days. So 1 hesker is 7, 2 hesker is 14. Dein hesker pops from Zayin Yomim. There's no hesker less than 7 days. He mocha with the sef to the sefes. So that was the sugya on daf kaf hei aleph. I hope very much it's clear to everyone. And the shittas of Tav and Rabbanon, about when and where you say the rules of dying. Now we then missed out the rest of the Gemara and took us till kaf hei on the base. I have a quick question. Has anyone learned this Gemara a second time yet? But if not, or has everyone, which would be the better question. If not, I prefer to do it after you've done the Chazar already. From 3-4 lines up to the end of the page. Have the Chazar, what's the story?
Well, we started it. Yeah. We did the Gemara, we didn't do the Tosas.
Okay, so we'll do the Gemara a little bit. And then the Tosas maybe we'll try tomorrow. And or the next day, whenever you feel ready for it, and then we can go later. So the Gemara has a whole bunch of kalachemis. Now that you talk about Hilchos kalachema, I have a whole bunch of kalachemis. You also remember the last time you said the word, but you actually didn't this week. In a month, we say, Slach na al kalachema. And I'm up to look at it. I sit there. Yeah, it's good. Those of you that sing Hamavdil on Motzei Shabbos, this week we didn't do it, don't forget. Maybe we'll do it next week, and you're ready to say Shlomo Torah when you say it. Nachum Yosma Kachoyma, we are in your hands, Kachoyma, clothes. Slachna al Kavachoyma. Slachna al Kavachoyma. So what does it mean? Slachna al Kavachoyma. Forgive us for the Kavachoyma. What does it mean? Yom Yabir, Yom Yabir, Yom Yabir. So what does that mean there in Hamavdil? The simple poshchat is Slachno, forgive us, Alkal, Bochena, for various that we did light and more seriously. That's the poshchat. The asan who make toast, it means Kalchim, but I'm not sure what it is now, my pair, so I wanted to check out what we got. Top of Tehei, Shem, Reg, Zinja, Pu Kalchim. It's not the Kalchim of the Mabdil, but Kalchim is Amiti. No, what?
If all the Kalachomers have learned that from Miriam and Leviya.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something to that.
The Kalachim of Dios learned that from Miriam. Kalachim, so there's other Kalachims. Yeah. Pari was the Kalachim.
What?
Pari. That Moshe Rabbeinu said. That's the first Kalachim. Top. Teishem Regal Chaim is just around the Kalachim. We're now 4 lines up in the Chafim and Bez.
I was asking Yosha for the Rav yesterday. This aspect of the Dayo, there's 10 Kalachomers, right? There's 10 Kalachomers in the Torah.
Ah, okay, yeah, I say that.
So how do we know that Dayo applies to, do we see Dayo? Do we see Dayo in all the other cases?
No, you don't need that. If Dayo applies in one place, so Torah teaches us in one place, and then we learn the whole Torah.
It's only for that place.
Right. Every Binyan Avi can say that. Every opinion of, every time the Torah says about one place, unless you have a reason why otherwise, need some pircha, but unless you have some other reason, the Torah taught us in one place, and maybe we know everything else as well. A chamoy falls into a pit. I don't know if a camel falls in a pit. The Torah speaks about chamoy. Kirche ish boi,
no, I'm saying the Torah doesn't ever speak about a camel name. falling into a pit.
Never does, right? Right. Well, so I don't know, maybe camel's not. Maybe a pot for a camel.
I'm saying we don't have other incidents of cases where the Torah talks about the camel falling into the pit. We have other kalvachomers. We have other kalvachomers.
Mm-hmm.
If there was only one kalvachomer in the entire Torah, and I learn that kalvachomer from there, and I apply everything to any future kalvachomers I understand. When I have 10 kalvachomers in there, it's different, I think, in the case of one case of a pit of an animal falling in. There is no other discussion of other animals falling into a pit.
Well, there's one diary. Right.
What?
There's one diary. Okay. There is no other discussion of that. Okay. If there would be in a few places diary, you'd be right. And maybe only those three places. But there's one diary. The Torah came along to teach us diary. That's the rule of Binyan Av. Unless you're going to tell me some pirusha to this Binyan Av, which there isn't, but if you would. Yeah. But the Hashem regal chayev b'shus rabin mikal b'chayim. So now we have four lines up on Chafem and Beis. But as I said at the beginning of the shiur, if anyone's got oris, you must speak it out now because we want to make sure we understand everything. So Hashem regal chayev b'shus rabin mikal b'chayim. Now I want to make Hashem regal chayev in b'shus rabin mikal b'chayim. What's the kal b'chayim? Shura, what's the kal b'chayim? How can you make Shem Regel Chayv and Shus Rabim?
There's no Shus of Yachid that Karen, that Shem Regel is Chayv full Nezek and Karen's only Chetz Nezek, so Shem Regel is more Chamor. Then you go to Shus Rabim where Karen is Chayv Chetz Nezek, Choshekin that Regel should be at least Chetz Nezek.
Does everyone hold to this kal v'chomer? Does Yosef say the Kulia in there? Everyone holds to this kal v'chomer?
This is real terfon.
No.
Say?
This is real terfon.
This is real terfon?
No. No, I think everyone would.
No, right. Tarfon would hold. It would be go. It would be Nezek Shalom.
Right. Tarfon would not hold this sculpture.
Why? Why would be Nezek Shalom?
So far, we're suggesting Nezek Shalom, aren't we?
We're suggesting that Shem Regel should be Chayv and Shus Rabim Chatzin Nezek. How did you make that? Because if I find Shem Regel's Chayv Nezek Shalom in Shus Yochid, and Karen's only Chayv Chatzin Nezek, so Shem Regel is more Chomo than Karen. So certainly, in Rosh Hashanah, where Karen is Chayiv, Shem Regel should also be Chayiv.
Isn't the first half a minute that it's Nezek Shalem?
Where?
Over here, in this first Kol V'Chomer.
Shem Regel Chayiv Rosh Hashanah V'Kal V'Chayiv. Should be Chayiv in Rosh Hashanah.
How much?
Okay, but it's Nezek Shalem, if it's Nezek, that's not the point that we're going to quantify in a minute. The point is, the Gudr of Tarfon, it never started. Gudr of Tarfon, Shem Regel and Karen, both being Nezek Shalem, in Rosh
Hashanah,
so you've got no raya that Karen Shem Regel is more common than Karen. Right? Doesn't help us. You need to first find a raya if you remember the chart. I mean, which one's more common? We have to look for to work out which one's more common.
Right.
In order to start the
conversation. So the starting point has to, right, they have to have a column of the chomer. And by Rabbi Yotarfon, you don't have
that. Right. Right. So if we don't go with Yotarfon, once we have Derek Tarfon, not with that. If you don't go with Yotarfon, now we know that Shem Regel is more Chomer than Karen. So if so, I should be able to make a Kal V'Chomer to say that Shem Regel should be Chayiv in Rosh Hashanah. To which the Gemara says, sorry, there's a Pasuk. Well, V'Yavis De'acha, how can you make such a Kal V'Chomer? V'Yavis De'acha says that an animal damages Rosh Hashanah is Chayiv Nezek Shalim. Only in Rosh Hashanah, V'Yavis De'acha. How did the Gemara answer that?
I wasn't talking about Nezek Shalom.
Oh, and my Kal V'Chomer is regarding Chetz Nezek. I'm bad that the Apostle says, we must have been to Rosh Hashanah Nezek, you pay Nezek Shalom. And only Rosh Hashanah Nezek, you pay Nezek Shalom. I want to suggest, in Rosh Hashanah Nezek, at least you should be Chayv Chatz Nezek. If already you find that Karen pays Chatz Nezek, and we know Shem Regel is more common than Karen, because Shem Regel pays Nezek Shalom, So certainly in a place where Karen pays Chatzina there, Shemarga should at least pay that. That was what the Gemara asked. To which the Gemara answered, Bechotus Kaspoi, Kaspi Shalzeh, Vele Kaspi Shalachim. Special pasuk. There's no Chatzinezek by Shemarga. No Chatzinezek by Shemarga. Kaspoi Shalzeh, Chotus Kaspoi, Kaspi Shal Karen. There's no Chiyuv Chatzinezek by Shemarga.
Except for Soros.
Except for Soros, Alokha Mishmissina. Right. There's no Chatzinezek by Shemarga. That's the answer to that kasha. What's the next kasha we go on?
So the next one's bring it down to the Chatzinezek Moshusa.
Now what? What's the next kasha? If and you find
that Shane Regal is Pasuk and Rosh Hashanah Rabim and Karen is Chayav Chetzin Ezek and Rosh Hashanah Rabim.
So which one's more
Karen is more Chamor.
Karen is more Chamor.
And Karen pays Chetzin Ezek and Rosh Hashanah Yitzhak. Then Regal should also pay Chetzin
Ezek. Right, so now we've got a Kalachemah going the opposite way around. Till now we've been having Kalachemahs amplifying Chiyuvim. Now this is the first one that we've had to bring down Chiyuvim. Maybe we have to be Chatzinezek. Hare, we know that Karen's Mocham and Hashem Regal. So if Karen's Mocham and Hashem Regal, and Karen only pays Chatzinezek, so that should say that Hashem Regal also should be brought down to the Chiyuv of Chatzinezek. Does it say in the Torah clearly how much you pay for Hashem Regal? There's always one piece missing in the Torah. Mm-hmm. Does it say clearly in the Torah how much you pay for Hashem Regal? No. It says you have to pay. So okay, I have to pay. But how much? Well, let's have a look. If you find Karen is being Chatzinezek, because it's a Chotzer is Kasboi, so two, Shem Regis should only be Chatzinezek. Anyone have any kashas on this Kavachema?
Well, it's not the way I would learn. Kaspa is already limiting to
Kaspa. We just said that there's no Chetzi Nezek by Shem Regal. So now what's in Mosh Kasha now? It should be Chai, Chetzi Nezek.
What's the suggestion?
Ben Nezek. What's the Armina? We just said, Mamish, take the devil. Kaspa Shalzev, like Kaspa Shalach. So that's Tesis Kasha, which you should see when you go through it to Metzishem. Tesis Kasha to answer that. That's a chiddush. The Gemara wanted now to say that we should minimize. It's a new kalachim, a minimizing kalachim. Should minimize the chiyuv, right? It's not really the opposite. I mean, it is the opposite. One's making the chiyuv bigger, one making the chiyuv smaller. But in actual fact, if you turn your head around a little bit, it's also actually bringing out the same as ever that you find. That Karen, the Shem Regal, has got more kulus than Regal, than Karen. Shem Regal's got more kulus than Karen. How do you know that? Kulus Rabim, it's Potter. So if we find a kula with Karen, certainly Shem Regal should have that kula as well. Like bringing up kulus should only be Chayim Chatzinezek. So although on the face of it we're minimizing, we're actually we're bringing up the kulos. The kulos of Shem Regal should grow. Shem Regal should be more than what we think of Nezhonu. It should have a greater kulos. It should only be Chatzinezek. Answer the Gemara, a pasuk. Oh my Kroy Yishalim, Teshlumim Ma'alyon. So you've got a great Kalachema. We've had two very good Kalachemas. They have not been refuted. Two good Kalachemas. Except you have a pasuk saying otherwise. Otherwise, you would say this Godhead. And yet, a third one, and with this we'll conclude today, the third Godhead. What about, this is one that Shua was saying earlier, twice, when Tav Chav Hei, I said, if you got Kalachim, you can say it. He's got a new Kalachim. He wants to say, Karen shouldn't be Chayim Bechlal in Rosh Hashanah. The Apostle says, what's his Kasboy? Then maybe only in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Torah didn't say where. Maybe only in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Maybe Karen is completely potter in Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. And again, we'll be going with the same type of Kalachim we just said, which on the face of it looks like we're minimizing. Say like this, Efer Edu Regel is more common than Karen. How do I know Regel is more common than Karen? Because Regel is Shasi Abba Tzchai Nezek Shalim, and Karen is...
Chatzin.
Is Chayim Chatzin Nezek. Right?
I said again, but I got lost.
Regel is Chayim Nezek Shalim and Shasi Yochid.
Yeah.
And Karen is only Chayim Chatzin Nezek. So Karen is much more Kal than the Regel. So certainly it should be much more Kal than Regel. All the way through, right? And if we find the regal is the Shem regal is potter in Shus Arabim, Karen should also be
potter,
right? Should have the kulus of the thing that's more chomel in it. If ready, we find the more chomel's got kal, then certainly the more kal should have that kal. And the which answer the Gemara was, there's a posuk. You're right, great kal b'chema, but there's a posuk. Yechzun tells us you always pay chatzi. Ein chatinezek cholok. A regal that share Karen pays chatinezek, which is rabbi, which is yoch, doesn't make a difference. You always pay chatinezek.
So back before when we said that Karen, we don't pay chatinezek, but it doesn't specify where. And then it, but here, it does specify that it's everywhere.
After you got the pasuk, yeah.
Yeah, so you bear the two pasuk together, you have it, so you don't. Why would one think that should be anything different? Why would a Kal V'Chomer, can't override the Pasuk?
Right, so which Kal V'Chomer do you want?
The Kal V'Chomer that it should pay, you know, this Rabbi Tarfon's, the one that he should pay, that he should pay Nezek Shalim. He's got two Pasukim against him.
Sure, is asking, what do you do? What does Rabbi Tarfon do with Yechzun? Rabbi Tarfon obviously doesn't hold of Yechzun. The Chanami Rabbi Perez speaks this out. Rabbi Tarfon does not hold of Yechzun. He doesn't use it for some other Josh. He doesn't learn. This is all Chachamim speaking. Chachamim learn Yechzun, and they learn Chatzin Ezek. Very good. Okay, that's it for today. Maybe, what's the date? Today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So maybe Thursday, we'll have a shiur, and we'll finish off the Sugi mitzvah on Thursday.
Why did they all write all these Kal V'Chomer?